There goes the full-time whistle. So that was the last action of the semi-final. Darrow Beale, unfortunately, not able to convert that one, Brendan. It was a difficult kick, in fairness to him. And St Eunan's are into the Senior Championship County Final for another time, another year, on the back of a narrow, narrow victory over a gallant Guidoor side.
Yeah, you know, they worked so hard to get that victory there tonight. To be fair to Guidoor, that brought everything to it. And you got to remember, this is a really young Guidoor team, a team that has a lot of success at underage level, so many young players, and yes, they have their experience. The Gary McFadden, who was brilliant again tonight, I thought. Niall Freel, centre back, you know, but their young fellas really stood up to this challenge tonight, and they can look forward with great optimism to the future, because they're going to be real championship contenders in the years to come. But the night belongs to St Eunan's. They ground out the victory. It was never going to be easy. They knew it was never going to be easy against this Guidoor team. They had to fight for every ball. They were made to fight for every ball, but they showed a lot of resolve. They showed a lot of, you know, courage to get that win tonight. It was far from inspiring in performance, you'd have to say, from St Eunan's. I think they kicked 6 or 7 wides in the second half. Some, you know, pretty easy chances that they should have done better with. But they got the job done. They're in the county final, and that's all you can ask for. It was always going to be a big assignment, Jeremy, coming on the back and the high of beating Naomh Connell last week. And, you know, you can't question St Eunan's worth to be in this county final. They've now beaten Kilcar, they've beaten Guidoor, they've beaten Naomh Connell, they've beaten all the big guns, along with, of course, Ardra. They've beaten all the big guns to get here today, or to get to this county final, and totally deserve their win on the night, just about. But they were made to fight every inch of the way by that gallant Guidoor response.
Yeah, they certainly were. Some of the Guidoor backroom team, some of the subs, I think, are having a word with the referee, Enda McFeely. Definitely not happy about something. I'm not too sure what that is. I thought Enda McFeely had a good game.
I thought he had a really good game, Dermot. I thought he made a lot of, you know, it's not easy for the man in the middle. There were a lot of them decisions that were really marginal and close calls. I thought he got the majority of them right-sided.
And it was a good game, Brendan. Two sides that obviously have a healthy respect for each other. St Eunan's, you know, no end of respect for a Guidoor team who we mentioned on commentary had already beaten them twice this season. The favourites tag, Brendan, you've said it to me so many times on commentary, the favourites tag, it's not an easy one to wear. St Eunan's got over the line only just in the end, but deserving winners
I think on the night. Yeah, just had that bit more, you know, a bit more guile, a bit more experience to eke out the result on the evening. And, you know, and again, Guidoor made them really scrap for everything out there in the field. They, you know, they never really were able to get away. Yeah, they opened up a 3-1 lead after 10 minutes, but Guidoor were always hanging by their coattails. They were always able to respond, and, you know, the big performance in the second half, Owen DeBurca, Stephen Donovan McFadden, and then Darrow Beale kicked that huge free late on to, you know, create that grandstand finish. For St Eunan's, good performances, you know, Aaron Deeney was really good. Keelan Ward, you know, showed some real good glimpses of football, so he did. Conor O'Donnell Sr., you know, Kieran Tobin, all solid at the back. Middle of the field, Owen Dowling really came into the game. I thought James Kelly had a superb game going out. Nothing spectacular, nothing fancy, but just his work rate and his effort. As had Oren Winston, contributed really well to the St. Eunan's cause. Owen McGeehan, Niall O'Donnell fought hard to get in. It wasn't really their night, but St. Eunan's know now that they're in a final, that they've done what they needed to do. They've done the needy here tonight. They can now go and watch the other semi-final tonight and prepare for the county final in 2 weeks' time. They know that they're going to be going into that county final, irrespective of if it's St. Michael's or Dunloe as hot favourites. And again, that's a mantle that they're going to have to carry. A wise man once said to me, if you're strong favourites for a game, there's a reason you're strong favourites for a game, that you supposedly have the better footballers. But St. Eunan's can sleep well tonight. They've a county final to look forward. Guidoor, for their part, played a huge part in what was an entertaining game. Not always, you know, the best football. It was a bit slow, a bit methodical at times, so it was. But Guidoor made Eunan's battle every inch of the way to the end, and just about came up short. That Darrow Beale free, and like, by no means attributing the loss to that, because he had a fine game, and, you know, he left them in the position with that big free beforehand to get there. Just coming up short on the evening. St Eunan's 8 points, Guidoor 7 points.